A National Day of Action is planned next week to protest some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominees, but a group of Utahns got a head start on Friday. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Climate activists have dubbed Monday a National Day Against Denial. They want senators to reject cabinet nominees who have denied or dismissed the importance of tackling climate change. Ryan Plune prepped the citizen lobbyists at the Salt Lake City Federal Building.
We just want to say these are four nominees that we strongly oppose, and we're urging them to oppose them.
The 10 Utahns spoke first with aides to Republican Senator Orrin Hatch.
Hi there.
Hello. Hello.
They want the U.S. Senate to vote against confirming four nominees: Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State, Ryan Zinke for Interior Secretary, Rick Perry for Energy Secretary, and Scott Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Jill Merritt of the group Elders Rising says it's time to start protecting the planet and people from climate change.
I would like the climate deniers who will stand in the way of doing something kept out of the cabinet.
Utah State University senior Logan Christian worries that the nominees are bent on dismantling environmental protections.
I feel that that is not in line with the vast majority of Americans' interests, and especially not in line with the vast majority of the younger generation's interests, and so that's why I'm here today.
Hatch's aides thanked the visitors for speaking up, but offered no promises.
The senator does value constituent input.
The group also met with an aide to Republican Senator Mike Lee. On Monday, the Day Against Denial, activists nationwide will keep up this pressure by calling senators' offices and Senate committees. Judy Fays, KUER News.